This is the work of God, that ye might faith on him whom he has sent. At the table of the Lord, at this which is called communion, which is an act of faith. It is an outward manifestation of the truth that dwells in us. That is the Spirit that dwells in us. There's no magic involved here. It is a simple, as Jesus put it, remembering of him that takes place at this table. There is a cup of wine which we do drink. There is broken bread which we do eat. This is a fleshly activity, but it is an act of faith. For the testimony at this table is of Jesus Christ, the cup representing his blood, which cleanses us from all our unrighteousness. It is a testimony of God that Christ took upon himself all our iniquity. All our iniquity. And it testifies of Jesus that by his life, represented by this cup, which he gave, that we now have life everlasting in him. So we lift this cup and we thank God for his unmerited favor which we have in Christ, and do by faith take this cup with thanksgiving to God. Take it in Jesus' name. This bread does symbolize his body, which was given for us. Many in the church would also spiritualize the meaning of this bread. Jesus said, you know, The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The flesh profiteth nothing. And the result of that is others in the church testify that wherein it is declared that by his stripes we are healed, which Peter, looking back at the event, said that with his stripes we were healed. They say that's all spiritual healing. But the testimony in the gospel is those with sicknesses and infirmities were literally healed by Christ, of whom it is said that he took upon himself not only our sins, but our diseases, our sicknesses, and our infirmities. Yes, it does speak about life beyond this existence in the world, but it also speaks of our existence in the world, because those people were healed. And as we remember at this table, Jesus and what he has done and what he did, we also, with understanding, by faith, claim this promise, not just for spiritual healing, but for the healing of our natural body, as those who encountered Jesus were healed in their natural body. And like the cup, with thanksgiving, as we remember Jesus, we can all say, with his stripes, we were healed. Amen. No doubt. Thank you, Jesus.